أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فهل ينظرون إلا الساعة أن تأتيهم بغتة فقد جاء أشراطها فأنى لهم إذا جاءتهم ذكراهم. In the previous ayats, Allah explained the difference of the resulting difference between of the amal of people in this world and in the akhirat, what it will be. For the righteous, the beautiful Jannat, some aspects of it Allah Ta'ala explained, the beautiful enjoyments and pleasures that will be in there. And on the other hand, the terrible tortures for the people who are wrongdoers, disbelievers in Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala further very beautifully towards the end of the subject says, فَهَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةِ. اب یہی انتظار کرتے ہیں قیامت کا. Are the people now just waiting for قیامت? One small قیامت is your own mort, your own death. And the big قیامت is when the whole world will come to its end. So what are people waiting for that? When matters have been made clear, correct your lives. Pull yourself together. Give up all your laziness and give up all your sinning and your disobedience of Allah and come towards Allah. Are you waiting for maut to overtake you? Then you're going to change your life. Are you waiting for qiyamah to come? Then you're going to change your life. Don't wait. Start immediately. And ta'atiyahum baghta, ke aakhari ho un par achanak. Okay, Qiyamah comes and it faces you, stares you right in the face, and suddenly it comes. A person's maut comes and suddenly it comes and he was not prepared at all. And he has to face all the realities of the year after. And these ayats of the Quran should jolt us into action, should pull us out from all our sinning and all our unmindfulness, our laziness, and it should pull us towards Allah Ta'ala. فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا. So آ چکی ہے اس کی نشانیاں. And the signs of it has come clearly to you already. The signs of Qiyamah have come clearly. The biggest sign of Qiyamah was the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is now the last Nabi. After this, Qiyamah will come. The Deen of Islam is the clear sign of Qiyamah. After this religion, no other religion, the last religion has come already. In other words, you should be ready completely. Everything has come to you. And when a person has turned 40, then he should be also very conscious of his mort already. And he should be preparing for it fully. فَأَنَّا لَهُمْ إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ ذِكْرَاهُمْ. پھر کہاں نصیب ہوگا ان کو جب وہ آ پہنچے ان پر سمجھ پکڑنا. And when the قیامت will come, whether it is your own mort or the actual big قیامت, when it does come, then all your remembrance of Allah and your correcting your lives, that is not going to help you. When a person's own mort comes and the ruh comes right up to his throat, at that time his tawbah is not accepted. At that time nothing, his good deeds are not accepted. And like Qiyamah, when it will come, and the signs of Qiyamah are so apparent that the things which are in the unseen, when they will start to be seen by people, then also people's tawbah, etc., will not be accepted. So your turning to Allah, your good deeds at that time are not going to help you. So don't waste time. The signs of Qiyamah have come. Don't wait for Qiyamah actually to come. Prepare for it immediately. Change your life. Turn towards Allah Ta'ala. فَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So تو جان لے کہ کسی کی بندگی نہیں سوائے اللہ کے. So remember and realize this, the greatest ibadat is the oneness of Allah. Understand and know there is no one worthy of worship, no power to do anything besides Allah. So turn to Him fully and completely. Have complete tawheed in you. Tawheed that there is only one Allah Ta'ala, and only that one Allah, His sifat, His attributes are such that nobody else has got those attributes. And the works of Allah, only Allah does. Nobody can do those works of Allah Ta'ala. So have the tawheed, work towards it. Just the words, La ilaha illallah, at the start are just an empty capsule. Get the reality of it and the true tawheed and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. اور مانگ اپنے گناہ اور معافی مانگ اپنے گناہ کے and seek forgiveness for your sins. This was a direct command to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and عصمت انبیاء, that the انبیاء علیہ الصلات والسلام and the king of all the انبیاء Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam are all totally free from sin. So what does this mean that you should seek forgiveness for your sins? There are various explanations ulama have given. One is that it is a lesson to the ummah that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he's free of sin and he seeks so much forgiveness, then how much mustn't the ummah seek forgiveness? How much istighfar mustn't we make regularly? The other is every moment Allah raised the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam to a higher spiritual realm and position. So as he reached a higher position, he looked at his previous position and he made the istighfar on that. That I did not reach that stage up to now, now I have reached that stage. Now and he sees the greater qualities, closeness of Allah, he makes tawbah and istighfar of the previous. This is the explanation of Sayyatul Hasanatul Abrar, Sayyatul Muqarrabin. That the ordinary people's virtues are sins for the extremely pious people. What the ordinary people think are good deeds and pious deeds, but for the extremely pious, they are regarded also as sin. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a great position of his. So there are various explanations that where Allah had commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to seek forgiveness from his sins. Walil mu'minat, walil mu'minina wal mu'minat. Or iman mardo or orto ke liye. And this is a great, great boon and favor on this ummah that Allah told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to seek forgiveness for the believers, the man and the woman. And what a great honor today if we come to know that somebody is making dua of maghfirat for me and is a very pious person, a great buzurg, how we get confident my work is done. Yeah, Allah has commanded and there is no doubt that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fulfilled this command, and in the hadith we read how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried for the ummah. So we should realize what a lofty position Allah has given to this ummah, that the king of all the anbiya, Allah commanded him that he must seek forgiveness for us. And on the one side where there is this great virtue, then on the other side we must be very, very careful. A person whose honor is greater, his responsibilities are also greater. When this ummah is of such a high nature, then its responsibilities also. They are the ambassadors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the ones who are carrying the word of Allah. So they must be more careful of all the actions. Set good examples in the home, in the community, in amongst people. So we are made very responsible by this. Where there is a great virtue, there is a great responsibility as well. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مُتَقَلَّبَكُمْ وَمَثْوَاكُمْ. اور اللہ کو معلوم ہے بازگشت تمہاری اور گھر تمہارا. And Allah Ta'ala knows all your movements, where you are moving around and where you are staying. In other words, all your actions, whether you are on the move, whether you are sitting quiet, whether you are at home, whether you are on a journey, all your actions Allah Ta'ala knows, the private actions of yours also and your public actions also. You might give a very wonderful public picture of being very pious, but what you are at home, Allah Ta'ala knows that also. So when that is the case, be even more conscious that how much Allah Ta'ala is aware, I must be on guard of all my actions. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَتْ سُورَةً. اور کہتے ہیں ایمان والے کیوں نہ اتری ایک سورت. And the people of Iman say that why didn't the whole Quran Sharif come down as one surah at one time? It came down in bits and pieces. And particularly there were those who asked that why hasn't Allah made jihad farz upon us? Even in Makkah Sharif they used to ask that the enemies are attacking us, are harming us, and we haven't got permission to defend ourselves. We haven't got permission to fight back. And many of us have got this nature in us that if we lived in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should have done this and we should have done that. Or if we had been the ulama, had we been in hafiz, we should see our colors. But if we just have to come on the musalla and we just even have to read wal asri in a'atayna,
forget mistakes from our mouth, the wind from the back also will go out. We can't tolerate, we can't take all this. We like to make big claims, and Allah doesn't like this making big claims. That if I hit the position occasion and I was given the chance, I should also have done this. So Allah does not like that. Allah says, فَإِذَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةُ مُحْكَمَةٌ وَذُكِرَ فِيهَا الْقِتَالِ پھر جب اتری ایک سورت جانچی ہوئی اور ذکر ہوا اس میں لڑائی کا, and when the surah was revealed, a surah of absolute command of Allah Ta'ala, and mentioned there Allah gave the command of jihad now. Then when that came, when the actual command of jihad, people were asking all the time, when is jihad command going to come? When is the time going to come? When it came, رَيْتَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ تُو دیکھتا ہے ان کو جن کے دل میں روگ ہے. Then you see those people who have got a spiritual disease, ailment in their heart, يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ نَظَرَ الْمَغْشِيِّ ٹکتے ہیں تیرے طرف جیسے ٹکتا ہے کوئی بے ہوش, staring at you like a person who's out of his mind is staring at you. That what? Must we go and fight now? We must leave our families, we must leave our business, and we must go in jihad. What are you telling us? All the time they were asking for it. When the command came, now they cannot take it. عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتِ پرا ہوا مرنے کے وقت, like that person who is on the throes of death, they carry on now. فَأَوْلَا لَهُمْ سو خرابی ہے ان کے. So destruction is for those people who like to make big claims, that if I had so much money, I should give so much in charity. If I had this, I should have done that. Allah does not like that, that a person carries on making big claims. طَاعَةٌ وَقَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ حُکم ماننا ہے اور بھلی بات کہنی. What your duty is, to be obedient to Allah. Whatever the command is at that time for you, be obedient to it and say righteous and good deeds. May Allah Ta'ala give us this understanding, that we humble ourselves in front of Allah and turn sincerely to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in His ibadah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا